Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. Robert Craig bringing us back there, my favorite blues man. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go there and find the body of work that our guest this half hour, Renee Grant Williams, has deposited with us over the years, over the, let's see, almost 8 years. Actually, 8 years. In fact, Renee, this is our... This is your eighth anniversary of being a member of my
Happy anniversary to me.
Yeah, how about that? So, happy anniversary. And thanks for hanging out with us. Renee, tell us how we can find you and how can we find your book, Voice Power.
Go to myvoicecoach.com.
Myvoicecoach.com. You got some other products there, too, besides the book, don't you?
We have a DVD for singers and speakers and a CD to as a daily routine warm-up that's 90 minutes long, so you don't want to do the whole thing at any one time.
All right. So check that out, myvoicecoach.com. The book is there. And
we're going to be having a new website put up with all sorts of things like lessons and articles. And,
right.
And we'll have that up in a couple of weeks.
So check that out, folks. Be looking for that. Renee, tell us when it's available, and we'll tell the audience about it. Renee, we got to get into this thing that you – I mean, you set this up in the last segment. You said that – Now, folks, I want to point this out. Renee said this. She said that women can learn things from men. Renee, I can't wait to hear what that is.
Well, let me tell you. Women have a tendency to use meaningless gestures or extraneous words. They should get to the point like men do. A guy's going out for lunch. He sticks his head in another guy's office and says, lunch? And the other guy says, sure.
Yeah.
It could take a week or more to set it up with a woman. I have a sister who's an architect, and she spends 20 minutes telling me why she can't call me, why she can't talk to me. Call a guy, he'll say, can't talk now, can I call you back?
Can I tell you...
And they take 30 minutes telling you why they can't call you back for a five-minute chat.
Can I tell you how I've been describing this? And my wife hates it when I say this, but... Men stipulate things. Women need to learn how to stipulate. If I know that you know, and you know that I know, we don't have to talk about it. All I have to do is, as you said, lunch, code word, lunch. And it's we don't have to go into it. If two men are walking by a rose bush, and both of them see the rose bush, and it's a beautiful rose bush, neither one will say anything because they know the other one saw it and they know it's beautiful and that's enough. If two women are walking by, they're going to have to talk about that rose bush a little bit. Now that's fine.
Right.
That's okay if you're talking rose bushes. But if you're talking business, it might be more than you need to say.
That's exactly true. And it's said that women play with their hair to disguise their nervousness.
That I will tell you, that is an unserious thing to do, is to flip your hair. That will, ladies, our guys. I've seen guys. Listen, I've known guys who do this, Renee. It does not make you look serious.
Seeing anything and everything these days, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah. So these are you know what? These are years ago. I learned to call these things mannerisms. Anything. A mannerism in business is anything that distracts the other party from what you really want them to get from you. Could be your clothes, could be your hair, could be the way you speak, your grammar, your gestures, whatever.
I agree with you. And you call that
one.
Stipulation?
Renee, you're breaking up on the phone.
Call that stipulation?
Yep, Go ahead.
I think that's very well put. Anything that distracts from the path to getting what you want.
Right, right. And that's something that I learned a long time ago. Mannerisms, folks, and you've heard me talk about it before. And Renee, what are some other things that women can learn from men? Let me back up a minute. Let's try to be fair here. Are there things that men can learn from women?
Yes, that sometimes it's better to rely on persuasion and compromise instead of relying on intimidation.
Where's the fun in compromise?
Pardon?
I said, where's the fun in compromise? I'm being sarcastic because it's sarcasm is so much fun, and that's something that guys probably are better at than women. Don't you think guys are better at sarcasm, or we use it more often?
I suspect you do. Because it seems to me every time I think about something, afterwards I say, was that sarcasm or was that not sarcasm?
Hey, Renee, give us the website again, please.
It's
myvoicecoach.com. That's also the title of the book, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention. Her products are there. Is it a DVD or a CD?
I have a DVD, an instructional DVD called Vocal Master Class, and
right.
Then I have a warm-up daily exercise routine called... it's a CD.
Right. Stand by. Check it there, folks, at myvoicecoach.com. Thanks, Renee, for being here. Renee Grant Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Always wonderful to talk to you.
You too. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.